You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Pirate!
What will we do with a drunken sailor?
This is the World of Boating. Gregor, first mate, and Mike the Mariner rounding out the crew as we navigate the latest boating news and information as we launch into our 23rd year of the World of Boating radio show. I kid you not, no fooling. April Fool's Day is our anniversary, and we're celebrating accordingly by covering some stories that you may think are kind of foolish, but who knows? Maybe there's an element of truth to them. I mean, well, you know, even though our anniversary is April Fool's Day, I'm not kidding. There's no fooling. We really have been doing this for 22 years, as insane as that sounds on so many different levels. So, you know, does Central Florida have its own Loch Ness monster? You know, they call it just an ugly monster. I'm on board with this plan Mike came up with, calling it Dexter. Let's give it a little personality.
Yeah. And I'm going to have shirts and hats made, and we're going to go hunting for Dexter.
Yes, and you can start looking online for videos and stuff. Has anyone got a photo of this thing, or has it all been stories and urban legend kind of stuff?
I see drawings. Nobody has a photograph that I've seen, but they've got some drawings of a serpent that has a horn and very large teeth and legs. And I haven't seen him yet, but I'm going to keep my head on a swivel.
Yeah. Keep your head. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's Orlando area. So the first thing, you know, I would think, like, is it going to be friend or foe? I'm thinking like Pete's Dragon from Disney World or something, but the thing probably could eat you or spear you with its horn. So I'm guessing you wouldn't want to encounter it on the St. John's River if you could avoid it.
No.
But it'd be cool if you did. I mean, but the reason there's no photos or videos of this thing is probably every time it is seen, it's come to eat a boater, you know, snatch him right off the deck, just like, you know, like an Anaconda film or something like that. Yeah. Right.
Well, that, and it's probably good at hiding. It probably coordinates with Sasquatch and Nessie.
There
and
could
they
be.
Say, hey, here's how you hide. I think Sasquatch and Nessie are probably coaching Dexter, saying, "Look, you know, you don't really want to, you know, get a photograph of yourself. You want to keep it on the low here.
Right,
you know?
Keep it on the down low. There could be some alien connections. Maybe that's why there's no pictures or video. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's so much crap we can heap on this nonsense. It never fails. And you know, look, you know, sure, it's around April Fool's. And you might write it off, but it's been going on for years. So this isn't like a April Fool's joke that we're perpetuating. Yeah. We're just jumping on the bandwagon like, okay, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's put the World of Boating crew and passengers in the mode to be on the lookout for Dexter. And if you find it, let us know. We'll go ahead and give us the scoop.
We've got plenty of witnesses, I'm sure, on a future show. Mm-hmm. We could go to Fort Florida, which is a stretch of beach where a lot of boats pull up. And enjoy the sun and maybe a few beverages. I'm sure we could go up there on any given day and interview people and get some real live sighting.
Right. Especially at the closest watering holes. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Go to the bar. Hey, ever see Dexter out on this thing?
Yeah.
And, Dexter, who's Dexter? You know, the ugly thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're calling it Dexter now. Yeah.
Oh yeah!
All right.
We named him on the World of Boating. We are pioneers. We are trailblazers.
Right.
You know.
And I don't know. Or we're just bandwagon jumpers. Let's get on this story and educate them. If nothing else, it'll be a great conversation starter.
You know? I'm coming up with a logo and everything.
Perfect.
We're gonna find this guy.
We're gonna milk this for all it's worth. That's how we've gotten through 22 years here at the World of Boating.
It's a new revenue stream.
Yes. About time we got one.
Get some merch.
Right. Okay. Well, let's navigate into some other stuff.
Sure.
Just as crazy. Mike found a story where, you know, it's always intriguing when you find a manufacturer or someone coming up with a new idea that you just go, hey, you know, that's nuts, but maybe it would work. And it was like, okay, I would check this out. So where was the sauna boat?
So the headline is the sauna culture comes to the Connecticut coast.
Okay.
So somewhere up in Connecticut.
There, yeah.
Yeah. A little cooler. The water's colder. Yeah. You know, I can't believe a sauna boat would work in Florida, because really all you have to do is just be on the boat and you're in the sauna in August.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not this time of year. The weather is beautiful today I'm doing the show from the bridge of my boat, and it's fantastic. But, it's interesting. So this gentleman found a 25-foot pontoon boat, and he decided to build a sauna house on it. And he motors this boat into the various coves there along the Connecticut coast, and uses the sauna. And then I guess they sit on the front, what they call the front porch. It's the bow of the boat, and it has a couple of chairs. And in between sauna sessions, they jump in the water.
That's one of the latest health crazes. I mean, it's really caught on, you know, like at gyms and things like that, where you go into a hot sauna. I mean, it's been around forever. But like in Norway, I mean, it's part of their culture, you know, when you go there. But it's really become like a health thing. Like you go into the sauna and then you immediately jump into a cold pool, and it supposedly, you know, does something to your cells and, you know, turns you into an alien or something. I don't know what the hell it does. But I've seen these stories. So this guy's just, hey, let's take this to the water. And we got plenty of cold water out here. We just need the hot part covered. And it sounds like, is a nutty idea as it is, like, why not, you know?
Yeah, and I guess they use a gas-fired sauna heat source it has a flue stack, and they use those rocks, the lava rocks.
Right.
So they heat up the lava rocks, and you pour water on them, and there you go. You've got your sauna.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about the whole idea is, like, if, you know, you saw that, hey, let's do a sauna, and then you go in there, and there's a bunch of naked people that you don't want to see naked. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I wonder what the guidelines are. Like, all right, no naked boaters. We just keep a towel on, you know, because I don't think I'd be a big fan of that part of it. But I mean, I'm
right.
Sure you can ask in advance, hey, who's in there? Anyone I want to see naked?
Well, it's, I guess it's also, a lot to invest for a boat that can only really be used for one thing, because the entire space is taken up by the sauna and the helm station.
Right.
And so really all you do is you motor your boat somewhere, get in the sauna, jump in the water, and motor your boat back. So it's not like you have a multi-use boat and can go do other stuff with it.
Right. And it's probably so steamy and hot and cloudy where you couldn't see if the person was next to you naked. I don't know. Things kind of just make me uncomfortable from that standpoint. But that's probably just me. I mean, I'm guessing Barry would be all over this, Mike. What do you think? Let's throw him under the boat right now, because, you know, he'd be going, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, you also have to wonder, you know, what do you do to make sure, you know, something goes wrong and things catch on fire, and, you know, how do you put those things out? I was looking at it. And
yeah, you got to get it the hell out of the sauna and jump in the lake or whatever up there, maybe. I don't know. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.